This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been a Monday of deals, actually. Gilead, the pharmaceutical giant, is spending $21 billion to buy Immunomedics. They make cancer treatments. And Verizon, the country's biggest wireless provider, is paying $7 billion for TracFone, the country's biggest cell phone service reseller. That's phone industry speak for those monthly prepaid plans. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why a contract king like Verizon might want to expand into the contract-less phone business.
People who use a prepaid month-to-month phone plan are usually people who are living month-to-month. Angela Seifer directs the National Digital Inclusion Alliance.
Having a prepaid phone means that you control what the charges are and when the charges are.
Maybe your credit history means you don't qualify for a traditional contract plan. Or you can't afford your plan 1 month, so you downgrade. With a TracFone prepaid plan, $15 a month gets you 500 minutes, 500 texts, and 500 megabytes of data. And you can top off your minutes at a retailer like Walmart or Best Buy.
It's a huge market. And in this recession, we can only assume that the market would increase.
When you see higher unemployment levels, when the economy takes a dip, there's often a shift more towards prepaid.
Brent Iadarola at Frost & Sullivan says prepaid phone plans make up almost 20% of the U.S. market. And Verizon is taking a bet this number will grow fast, faster than the time it would take to bolster its own prepaid service. Because why spend money on a makeover if you can just buy TracFone's 21 million customers?
It's kind of the fast track way to gain some significant share on the prepaid side.
And this deal isn't just a pandemic grab. It's a purposeful expansion. Ever since the market was boiled down to three major providers, Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T, these companies have had to become everything to everyone. Terry Kramer directs the Easton Technology Management Center at UCLA.
The carriers are having to look at other ways to grow.
The deal still needs approval from antitrust and telecom regulators, but Kramer says it'll probably go through. Because unlike the T-Mobile and Sprint merger that happened earlier this year, Verizon and TracFone can argue they're in complementary, not competing markets. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.